Well, turn around, bright eyes. We're going to the phone line now. I got a very special guest that joins me, the one and only Bonnie Tyler. You may remember her big hits back in the 80s, Total Eclipse of the Heart and Holding Out for a Hero. Even before that, It's a Heartache, which I love that song. And we're going to go out to Bonnie right now. How you doing this morning, Miss Tyler?
Oh, I'm really good, thank you very much. I'm here in the Algarve in Portugal. I came here last March for 1 week's holiday in between touring, and then lockdown happened, so I've had the longest time off in my whole career.
Oh, man. And in the midst of that, you've put together a new album, which was just recently released, called The Best Is Yet to Come. From the description, Bonnie, Yes. It kind of sounds like a love letter to the rest of the world in the midst of all the crazy stuff going on.
Absolutely. And once we all get the vaccination, the best will be the yet to come, you know, because we can all hug each other again and live hopefully a normal life again. And just the thought of it, it's like, oh, my God, you know, to be able to hug each other will be just incredible. I think the tears of joy when we all can meet that for the first time. Oh, it's going to be incredible.
I agree with you completely. And I want to tell you what, we're here in the southeastern U.S. Like, hugging used to be a thing. It used to be a big thing. And it was quite an adjustment. It was such an adjustment when we couldn't hug anymore. I totally relate to that. Yeah, no doubt.
Absolutely, So this, you know, it's a natural thing to put your arms out towards your family and things. And then, you know, I haven't seen any of my family for a whole year, you know.
Yeah.
And, I saw my brother, my young brother, for the first time. But do you like the new album, The Best Is Yet to Come?
I think that there are some great, great selections on that album. And it is really reflective of your previous hits. So
It's a throwback to the 80s, don't you think? You know, a lot of the songs are very powerful and joyful to listen to, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you had to choose a favorite from this album, what would you say is your favorite?
Desmond Child wrote a fabulous song for me called Stronger Than a Man, which is awesome. But When the Lights Go Down, written by Steve Womack wrote me a song, When the Lights Go Down. He wrote Stuck to My Guns. He wrote Dreams Are Not Enough. Oh, he's a wonderful songwriter. Yeah.
Yeah, so which one makes you really, really want to get up and dance? Because, you're no stranger to making songs that make people want to get up and dance.
When the Lights Go Down, I suppose.
Awesome. I want to talk about when you ventured into the soundtracks. I want to share this memory with you because this has been constant in my mind since I found out I was going to get a chance to speak with you. Back in the summer of 1984, I was about 8 years old and my brother was six. And there were two soundtracks that we just had to get our hands on. And I think we still have them to this day. The soundtrack to Ghostbusters and that to Footloose. And I have to say, there were some great tracks on that Footloose album, but yours was probably my favorite, Holding Out for a Hero. What was the inspiration? What was the inspiration behind that, and how did you get involved with that, the soundtrack to that film?
Well, I was in New York working with Jim Steinman, and he had had a call. Would he write a song with Dean Pritchford for the Footloose film, for Bonnie to sing, for me to sing. And so they got together, they wrote this wonderful song, and for me to get the gist of where exactly in the film it was going to be positioned, they took me to Los Angeles, and I went to the, I think it was Paramount, and the film studios, you know. And you know, they've got these very small theaters where they play the rushes of the films, and they played the part of Kevin, you know, Bacon, mm-hmm, on the Chicken Run, you know, and mm-hmm, this is where the song was going to be placed. And it was so exciting to see where it was going to be in the film, you know, and it helped me with the energy that I needed to sing it, you know. And then I recorded it in Los Angeles, and it went to number two for 6 weeks in the UK. I don't know how it got high in America, what the position was, but it was a huge song. Yes. I love singing in my live shows. I love it.
Yes, and it was such perfect placement for that song in the movie. I totally agree with you on that. That was awesome. So I want to, and actually, before your album that was just released, The Best Is Yet to Come, you came out with an album, because, you know, a lot of people here in the U.S. remember your big hits of the 80s, but you've still been active in the decades since then. And you had an album a couple of years ago, Between the Earth and the Stars, for which you were joined by some pretty big stars. Tell me about some of the collaborations that you've done.
Well, Rod Stewart did a duet with me called Battle of the Sexes, which was so exciting for me because I'm a huge Rod Stewart fan, you know. And I got in touch with him through a friend to find out if he'd do a duet with me, you know. And he got back to me personally in the end when I sent him a demo of the song Battle of the Sexes, and he said, yeah, let's do it. It's about time. Yeah, so I was over the moon. I couldn't believe it, you know, because I'm a big Rod Stewart fan. And then I did a duet with Sir Cliff Richard, who was huge, you know, especially in the UK and all over Europe. We did a duet together, and also 10, not 10 CC, Francis Rossi from Status Quo. He did a duet with me as well. And Barry Gibb wrote a song for me called Seven Waves Away, a beautiful song. And yes, that's on the album Between the Earth and the Stars. It got very good recognition, actually. But I have to say, this album is getting five stars everybody's giving it, you know?
That's awesome.
An incredible response to it. Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. And I want to talk about some of the more recent artists. Do you keep up a lot with new music? And if so, are there any newer artists with whom you'd like to collaborate?
Oh, I love Miley Cyrus. And I know she's a fan of my voice as well, because she put it on Twitter, you know. And I said, oh, my God, she's made my day.
Aww.
And she said, Bonnie. Yeah. She said, Bonnie. There is no one that I have listened to more, especially when I was young, because she said I didn't feel so lonely being a young girl with such a croaky voice, you know. But also there are great musicians, you know, like, I mean, Lewis Capaldi.
I think I know who you're talking about, but I can't remember how to pronounce his last name. Capaldi, maybe? Nah, but I think I know who you're talking about.
Got a wrap, Elizabeth.
I think we've run out of time. Miss Tyler, I have to say it has been an honor to chat with you this morning, and I hope you have a fabulous day today. I can't wait to take a closer listen to your new album and check out some of the other stuff from your great musical past.
Thank you, darling. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time. And again, my guest this segment, Bonnie Tyler, the one and only.